lay. What's up? Yeah.
Yeah. Kane is in the building.
Yeah. Alright, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun? Just remember when you come up.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Here to preview the 2023 Worldwide Technology Championship in Mexico, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, to be exact. You can find me on Twitter at BDIntric, the podcast at Always Press DFS, and my co-host, as always, who is on a heater on Twitter at DFS Golf Gods, Jesse. How we doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. If only it was DFS Football Gods, that would probably be the better handle there on Twitter.
Let's just see if it carries over, man. We had a couple weeks off since Zozo. Let's see.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll how I am. I'll take my stabs. I don't care a bit. But it's been quite the last month for me on DraftKings.
Yeah, since we last talked, the Zozo took place. That was slightly interesting. I honestly don't even remember exactly who won the darn Zozo, but it was fun. Like when I did watch it,
Morikawa.
He ran away with it on Sunday. That's what it was. Yeah. It was tightly bunched up after Saturday. Yes. Then Morikawa shot like 62 or 63 or something. He went to town on Sunday and pulled away by like four or five strokes. But it was a fun tournament. I was very angry because this is where the no cut got you. After Friday, five of my six guys were in the top 10, and my other guy was like in the top 20. By the end of the weekend, three of them were like plus five. They just tanked. But if there was no cut, if there was actual cut, it wouldn't have mattered as much. But with no cut, right, it was just all up in smoke. But
yeah, apparently that golf course was a pretty good test. Unless you were Morikawa on Sunday, but it looked like a fun golf course. I didn't watch any coverage at all of it because it was not on.
It was really waking windy. Hours. It was really windy. I noticed that because there would be times I look at my phone and go, why aren't they scoring out here? Because we know when it's not windy, you can score there. Well, the weather was not conducive to scoring from time to time. So that was a big difference for sure. But hey, we might have that again this week. I think the weather will be just fine. But just know there are storms off the West Coast. Now, will they make it down to Cabo San Lucas this weekend? We shall see. But if you have nothing else on the Zozo or any other fun golf drama out there, with Bryson DeChambeau and the Crushers or whatever they are, they won the Live team. That's a lot of pub out of that.
A lot of people saw that.
Yep. Big CW fan over here. but let's get into the WWT championship. I'm going to screw up at one point and say WWE. I apologize now.
even WWF.
Exactly. It's going to happen at some point in time. I apologize right out the gate. WWT championship, which will be held at a new golf course, which will be much talked about, at El Cardinal at Diamante in Cabo San Lucas. What do you got for some past event history, though, Jesse?
Yeah, it used to be played at Mayakoba, correct?
Yep, but there's another league that plays there now.
Yeah. Then the Liv went there, and then Jay Monahan said, fuck you, we're out. Yeah.
Yep.
So the course history, the tournament history doesn't necessarily matter, but, I mean, you know, you can always play the Mexico card, I guess, if you want. Russell Henley was a champion last year, 23 under, four shots over Brian Harman. Victor Hovland won his second championship. He was back-to-back. 2021 was 23 under, four shots over Carlos Ortiz. 2020, Victor Hovland, 20 under, one shot over Aaron Wise. Brendan Todd was the 2019 champion, 20 under, one shot over Adam Long, Carlos Ortiz, Vaughn Taylor. 2018, Matt Kuchar didn't tip his caddy after he won, 22 under, one shot over, or didn't tip his caddy very well, I should say, over Danny Lee. The rest of it, I mean, Pat Perez, Patton Kizzire, Graham McDowell, Charlie Hoffman. I mean, again, brand new golf course, so that's the event history.
Yeah, it's a brand new golf course, and it's one you're going to hear a lot this week is it's the first golf course that Tiger Woods built. So this is his kind of staple to the party, as one would say, this El Cardinal At Diamante, it's in Baja California, Cabo San Lucas. It's on the coast, the Pacific coast.
There, it's a very tip, isn't it?
Yep. People say it's an extension of California. I know a lot of people, if you have money, they all have houses down there. That's the way it works. There's Cabo San Lucas, which is the party. There's Cabo San Jose, which is kind of the nicer, quiet, if you just want to go and enjoy the weather area. In between is where a lot of the golf courses are and private resorts. So that's what you're going to see here. It's a par 72, about 7,400 yards. Standard four par fives, four par threes, the rest par fours. I was peeking around at the scorecards on this, and most of your par fives, all of them actually, are 550 or more. Three of the four are 580 or more. One thing you're going to see here, roughly 60 yard wide fairways are some of the biggest you'll see on tour. Outside, the only ones bigger are Kapalua in Hawaii. Another thing you'll see here, it's like a desert golf course. There's no rough. Like, there's like little extension, if you want to call it rough, off the fairway. And then it goes to the desert, kind of like waste management feel to it. The greens are gigantic, 8,300 yards on average, or 8,300 square feet on average, I should say. Those are huge. The catch to all this is Tiger Woods has been quoted as saying, this is a course for weekend golfers, weekend warriors. This is a place where you should be able to just go low. And he said when he built this, this is not designed to host tournaments. That's what they said. So here we are. Thank you, Liv. So we're at a golf course that now it is on the coast. Like literally they say most of the course, you can see the Pacific Ocean from where you're playing, which we've seen in a lot of these like Mexico courses and other oceanside courses, which also means wind can come into play. So that's something to keep monitoring throughout the week. I haven't seen a ton of wind issues to worry about here. The other thing I'll mention, if you're looking at key stats for some reason, and again, we are just speculating because we really don't know what to expect at this course. Almost every par four is 450 to 500 yards. Almost all of them are. So that could be another like nugget if you're looking for certain things. I'm imagining based on this course, you can bombs away with the wide fairways.
Surely there's no rough.
There's right? Next to nothing. Next to nothing.
I mean, that's Tiger's staple. He's just like, it's like all like Augusta. Just
it basically rolls from fairway to the desert is what it comes down to. So just grip it and rip it is the way I'd say it. There's probably going to be some, you know, they might do a couple things because it's professional golf, but it should be a birdie fest. We're going to learn a lot this week because we don't know anything about this golf course, and it's 132 golfers. So that's about all I can tell you for sure about this golf course. With all that said, Jesse, any stats that stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think approach and short game are going to be every golf course that Tiger designs has some greens that are tricky. So obviously approach matters every week. And then a stroke scan around the green will probably matter as well.
Yep, I'm with you there. So let's have some fun. Let's talk DK this week. And we have a handful of like top 50 golfers this week, which is kind of fun. I don't know if it's a combination of they wanted to get some swings in since most guys aren't playing all the events in the fall, or a combination, hey, it's Tiger's golf course. Maybe some of us should show up. There's a few, or maybe, hey, we got a new girlfriend. We need to go to Cabo for the weekend. Who knows? Lots of angles here, but we'll start 10K and above. The highest priced golfer, one Ludwig Ebert at $11,200. Cam Young making his fall debut at 10-9. Sahith Theegala at 10-7, Steven Yeagerbombs at 10-2, and Lucas Glover at 10-1. So who do you like in the 10K range?
Yeah, I mean, fuck, this is rough already.
It's loaded, man, loaded.
I mean, it's Eber at 11-2. You know, obviously the guy's playing really well, coming off 13th place finish his last time out, the Shriners, second at the Sanderson's Farms. He'll probably win before too long. It's just a steep price on him, and he really needs to win at that price to pay off. I think Cam Young is probably playable at 10-9, but, I mean, do I really want to? Not necessarily. Jaeger's probably got the best form as far as of the guys not named Hebert there. Theegala would probably be okay, but, I mean, like, really the only guy I think that I would click on for sure is Hebert. Jaeger would be second there.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Hebert, we say it every week, at least I do, is I love the talent. He's going to win someday. I just can never roster him in his price tag because he doesn't close. He always has like that one round. One of these days it's going to happen and bite me in the butt. Very well aware of that. It will happen, but if you want to play him this week, go for it. I'm not going to say not to. I love Yeagerbombs at all times, especially if we're talking these long par fives. He's first in the field in par fives, 550 to 600 over the last 24 rounds. He's a great DK scorer, birdie or better type guy. So no problem with Jaeger bombs. I will mention Sahith is interesting. He's third in my model, seventh around the green, second in the par fours, 450 to 500, seventh in the par fives, first in par threes, over 200 yards. Three of the four par threes are over 200 yards, and he's ninth in DK scoring. So he's another interesting one. But we know with Sahith, it's always like all or nothing with him. I guess what I'll ask you, since we pretty much talked to most people, no love for Lucas Glover, huh?
I mean, I don't know. He just doesn't scream to me like winner. I mean, he did win back-to-back.
Yeah, he's won recently.
In August. But I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
it's probably from like a GBP perspective, a large entry GBP, I would play him because he's everybody else is going to be like, no, I'm not clicking on Lucas Glover at $10,100. Exactly. So
yeah, that's why I wanted to mention him. No one's going to roster him at 10-1.
Right.
And he was one of the best golfers on tour before the Ryder Cup. So
yep.
Quite interesting.
It's true.
9K range, Bo Hostler, Emiliano Grillo, Dietrich, Spahn, Svensson, Ashke, Bhatia, Chris Kirk, and when Luke List rounds out at 9K here. If it's windy, got to love Bo. But what do you like?
Yeah. Well, the wind factor plus two straight top tens, second place at the Zozo. Mm-hmm. I mean, hard to fade that. Dietrich at 9,600. He didn't play very well at the Zozo, but had been playing decent before that. JJ Spahn at 9,400. He's made a shit ton of cuts in a row. Sixth place last time out at the Zozo. I thought that I had a dream about him, like being up there.
JJ Spahn?
Yeah, but now I just realized that I saw him in the leaderboard at some point. Because for some reason I was like, he was 7,900 at the Zozo, finished sixth. I mean, definitely paid off his price there. Luke List would be another guy that I would play here. Obviously won at the Sanderson's Farms, 18th at the Shriners, didn't play the Zozo, but has been playing very well this fall swing. So 9,000 is not a bad price for him. I mean, Bo's going to be the chalk, right?
Should be. My question was, like, do people want to pay 9,900 for Bo Hostler? But in this field, you should probably want to pay 9,900 bucks. That's where I'm at. I think he's a great play. I don't know if I want to play chalk Bo Hostler is right. The problem. But, man, he's 13th in my model. He's 6th in DK scoring in the last 24 rounds. That's actually pretty darn impressive. He's a great birdie, a better guy. He's, like, just, you know, 15th in the par 4, 16th in the par 5. Just steady Eddie, gets things going, always giving himself chances. So, I love Bo. I'm with you. It's going to be really interesting to see how popular he is as the week goes on. I had JJ Spahn checked off as well. He's 15th in my model. He's 8th in approach. He's 3rd in the par 3s, over 200 yards. And he's 12th in DK scoring. So, I think that's big as well. Svensson's one I'm going to keep an eye on here for a couple of reasons. He's 7th in my model. He's 14th in the par 4 scoring. He's 7th in proximity from 125 to 150. And he's like, he doesn't like flash like craziness to you, but he's 4th in DK scoring. So he gets the points that matter most, which is what I'm looking for in this event. Ashke Bhatia, I've already seen his name mentioned a ton on Twitter. He's going to be very popular at 9,200 bucks. He's won. We have a Corn Ferry event in Mexico. That's what kind of got him on the map with that, you know, the caddy he met on Tinder or whatever. So Bhatia is another one. But I like, and then I like Luke List. I'm with you. Fourth on my model. He's first in birdie or better in this field. First in DK scoring, you know, 12th in par fours. I do like some Luke List as well. 13th in driving distance. So this could be a range, like, if you don't want to pay 10K for anybody, you know, go get a couple guys here and see where things go. Because, again, in field strengths like this, there'll be a ton of 6K guys that show up. So you can kind of go stars and scrubs if you feel like it. 8K range, Justin Suh, 89. You got Keith Mitchell. Matt Kuchar is back in action. You know, you mentioned the Kuchar-Mayakoba thing. Mark Hubbard at 85. He's moving up the board as well. Lucas Hébert. Davis Thompson, Chris Goddard, there's a lot of chatter about him coming from the Corn Ferry. Andrew Putnam and Taylor Pendrith at $8,000. This is a GPP heaven range, the way I look at it. There's some big boomer bust guys.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Keith Mitchell at that price in this field is a bit of a steal. Do we know what kind of greens, what kind
past
of grass?
Pollen. It's past pollen, but I believe I got it right here. I was told it was past pollen from head. Yeah, greens are platinum past pollen. The whole course is from head to toe.
What that really means, but it's not Bermuda. So Keith, I don't know.
It's not just killer Keith mode.
Kuchar, obviously, I think is in play. You know, he's not missed a cut since the Travelers back in June. He went over and played two European Tour events. Made the
gotta stay cut, loose, man.
I think in both. He finished 19th at the Andalusia Masters. So I think he's fine. Davis Thompson, another guy, coming off 35th at the Shriners, 16th at the Sanderson Farms most recently. I think he's fine. Got her up. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do with him necessarily because he hasn't – I really don't have any stats on him since Memorial, but I mean, if people are talking about him. Taylor Pendrith, to me, I think is the play here at 8,000. But Model loves him. So this is all based off of what he did at the Shriners, I'm pretty sure, because he finished third at the Shriners, had four straight miscuts before that, sixth and 14th in the two events before that, then two straight miscuts before that. So it's not been a great run, but he did hit the ball really well, scrambled really well his last time out at the Shriners. And those are two things that obviously – would be tremendous at this golf course, most likely anyways. So yeah, Taylor Pendrith at 8,000 would be the guy for me.
Yep. That's why this is a massive GPP zone, all or nothing. Like guys like Pendrith, I love him as well. I have him checked off. He's eighth in my model, fourth on the par fours, 450 to 500, ninth in driving distance. This is a bomb and gouge course, which it definitely could be. The only thing I couldn't find is if it's like a bunch of dog legs and stuff, but if it's a week in Warriors, I don't think so. I think we're just going is the way I feel.
I mean, it's going to be a resort course. Like you said, like that's why GPC. Yeah, I mean that's why it was built.
You know, when you go to Cabo, you don't want to go get devastated by a golf course. You want to go, you know, have a couple cocktails, hit it left and right, and still like bogey or better golf. That's what you're looking for.
Yes, exactly.
So these guys should have a field day with this when it comes down to. Taylor's also eighth in 150 to 175, so par five scoring should be good for him. I think Chris Goddard up. I want to see his ownership heading into the week, so I'll check that on Wednesday. Because like you said, we really don't have any stats. Like he's for what I have here from him, he's second in the field and driving distance. That was like the big thing on the Korn Ferry. The dude, I saw a tweet, if they used his Korn Ferry stats, I think he would have finished fifth on tour in driving distance still with his stats there. He's just a bomber, an absolute bomber, which could play big here. Davis Thompson rates out first in my model. Perplexed by that. He's seventh off the tee. He's third in the par fives. He's fifth in birdie or better. Driving distance 22nd, par 3 is 15th. I couldn't wrap my head around why, but it just could be, you know, 35th at the Shriners, 16th at Sanderson's, 30th at Fortnite. Just having a decent fall swing. You mentioned the Shriners. That's an ocean course, so that makes a ton of sense as well when you're trying to check things out. So, yeah, I think Thompson's very, very enticing also. I have Hubbard checked off because I just don't think a lot of people pay 85, and he's always a birdie, like, machine. It's all or nothing with him. So I think he's a decent GPP play as well.
Looking at the golf course from above, there are no dog legs.
That's my theory. I figure it's basically like you look at a design, it's like forward, turn, back, forward. It's one of those courses.
I mean, that's it. Yeah. I mean, there's no dog legs. There's just a few bunkers out there and just don't hit it in the desert.
Yep. That's what I'm waiting for. 75 to 79, we got Ben Griffin, Taylor Montgomery, K.H. Lee, who loves TPC courses. Cam Champ, who actually, as well as he's playing, surprised he's priced here. Davis Riley, Doug Gim, Sam Ryder, Chasen Hadley, Callum Terram, Mav McNeely, Vince Whaley, and Michael Kim. Who you liking in this range?
Cam Champ for sure, $7,800. He did not have a great showing at the Zozo, finished 59th, but before that was two straight top 20s. Like Cam Champ quite a bit. Chasen Hadley, he's been playing well. Seventh at the Shriners, 35th Sanderson's. Made the cut at the Fortnights, and before that had made three straight cuts, so six in a row for him. Taren at 7,600, middle of the pack, Zozo, but before that 23rd, 43rd, and 7th in this fall swing. And then Vincent Whaley at 7,500, three straight made cuts for him, all inside the top 30 this fall swing. So this is a little bit obviously of a different course than what they have been playing as far as the fall swing courses go, but they've been all over the place with these fall swing courses. So, you know, who knows as far as course fit type shit.
Yeah. They have been very different courses. That's a good point. It's kind of,
I mean, it went to wonky. California to Mississippi.
And it's the guys that can obviously afford to travel all over the country that are playing.
I mean, yeah.
So like, let's pick like, you know, let's play tic-tac-toe with the freaking, with
the they don't have board. Any, like in the normal January through August, like it's the California, it's Hawaii, then California, then Arizona. It's like, you know,
in Texas.
Very regional.
Coast, yeah, it just stays in one area.
Not on the fall swing.
Yeah, someone complained about the new Corn Ferry schedule because they have like three of the first four or five events are all like out of the country, in like South America. That's fucked. Like, come, you guys pay them pennies.
Yeah.
And like, come on. That's just so bad. So bad.
That is. I agree.
All right. For me in this range, 75 to 79, KH Lee, just because he's a birdie machine when going. He's not playing the best of golf right now. I will say that much. He did finish 41st as well, I guess, 7th at Shriners. Prior to that, though, was a little up and down miscut, 14th to Fortnite, three straight miscuts. Maybe he's finding form in the fall swing, which if he is, he's a great player in this range, so a good tournament player for KH Lee. I'm with you on Cam Champ. I'll jump right back into that mess with Cam Champ. Davis Riley rates out really well. My Molly finished 31st at Zozo, 28th at the Shriner. So coming back basically two top 30s in a row. He's 17th in my model over the last 24 rounds. Doug Gim at 77. He's another guy that can get hot and cold. He finished he's missed two cuts in a row. He finished 17th at the Fortnite. So not the best fall swing for Mr. Kim. A few others. I'm always a fan of Sam Ryder. You know, he's second in approach, seventh in birdie or better, fifth in 150 to 175. Chesson Hadley, I'm with you. He's first in the proximity range from 125 to 150. He's 10th at 150 to 175. Resort courses, wedge fest, usually how this works. So Chesson Hadley, I'm with you there. He's a good putter as well. And then Callum Tarum, he's second in my model. He's seventh in approach, fifth in par fours, third in 125 to 150, fifth in driving distance. So I like Callum Tarum a lot at that price point. So I'm with you on that one. 7K to 75. Who you liking?
Van Ruyen at 74. We'll start with him.
Really well.
EVR been playing real well. Yeah. It's five straight top 30s, sprinkling a top 10, couple of top 20s. So been playing really well. Of late, Tyler Duncan is another guy. T-Dunks, your boy. Two straight top 20s for him on tour. Mm-hmm. Matthias Schmid, second his last time out at the Andalusia Masters. Henrik Norlander, he had a good showing at the Sanderson Farm, finished second, but was in the playoff there that Luke List won, and then 35th his next time out at the Shriners Hospital Open, and that's it.
Oh, so you're really, really pumped on this range.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm with you on EVR, though. Like, he rates out 49, so it doesn't, like, stand out to you. So I kind of like that, actually, because maybe people won't notice how well he's playing right now. So I do like him in this range. That's another thing I'll mention. Like, if you're using models, use them to get you started, but it's not like, you know, prime time season where everything's rolling. These guys, they're playing in Europe. They're playing Corn Ferry guys for the first time here. It's all over the board, and we're playing on a new golf course. So keep that stuff in mind. Chad Ramey, he's made three straight cuts in the fall swing, 46th at Shriner, 16th at Sanderson, 19th at the Fortnite. He'd be another one I'd have checked off. Pete Guest, you know, he's a big-time driver, fourth in driving distance. If you want to see if he catches fire, this could be a place for him. Brandon Wu is one I like at 73. He seems kind of underpriced, honestly. I know he's only been 51st last week, 62nd at Sanderson, not great finishes. But we've seen him go really low at different courses this year. So I do like him. Troy Merritt, he's 19th in my model. He plays well on the, you know, tropical courses, I should say. He'd be one. Your boy Matthias Schmid is down here at 72. T-Dunks, I will definitely play at $7,200. I'm in on T-Dunks at that price. Big fan there. And other than that, there's a couple dudes if you're really feeling frisky, but nothing too much I like here. Now the fun really begins, Jesse. What do you like in the 6K range? Because I got a guy down here that I rode hard 2 weeks ago, and it was beautiful, and he'll be coming back again.
Well, I'm interested to hear about that. Adam Long, 69. Two straight made cuts for him, both 35th place finishes in his last two starts. Didn't play the Zozo, but the Shriners, Sanderson Farms. Kelly Kraft at 6,800, four straight made cuts for him, all inside the top 40, including three consecutive top 25 finishes. Ishikawa, he finished fourth at the Zozo. I don't know where he's been playing, but he's not been playing much on the PGA Tour. Kinsey Harita at 6,600. He finished sixth at the Zozo Championship. Isaiah Saldana, another guy who finished seventh at the Shriners Hospital Open. I don't know. I'm interested to hear who you got.
This is my favorite part of the show, and it's the 6K guys that no one's heard of, and hearing Jesse try to pronounce their names. I'll butcher them too, but it's just fun hearing someone else try to make this happen. Because, and Jesse picks like the all Asian team down here, which really makes it entertaining. Like every time you go to one, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good, because I have no clue how this one's said. I'm just waiting for my page to load, so I'm killing time. But I'll start 6K range for me. MJ Duffy's missed every cut on the fall swing, so. Take that with a grain of salt. Adam Long, I'm with you. Back-to-back T35s is extremely enticing there. Now that my page is reloaded. Zach Blair, he's coming in very interesting form. He's like him on shorter courses, but at this course, we should get a lot of run. I don't mind him. He's $6,900. He's coming in with a 38th last week, 42nd at Shriners, missed cut at Sanderson, 52nd at Fortnite. He's enticing. But my boy, who you said his name to, Kelly Kraft, $6,800, 23rd, 16th, 25th. At the Fortnite, Sanderson, and Shriners. He was like 62 or 63 at the Shriners. I was all in on that one. So I like that quite a bit. Carson Young, back-to-back missed cuts, but 19th of the Fortnite if you want to go for him at 67. Another nag, if you want to throw darts, Kevin Tway, maybe some Tano Goya, who plays good on these types of golf courses. I don't want to go past Kelly Kraft, let's put it that way. All right, recapping things. Jesse, 10K and above, who you like?
Aber.
I'll go with Jaeger Bombs, 9K.
Spell Hostler, I guess.
Yeah, it's fair. I'm going to go with Luke List to be different, since you took Bo, 8K.
Pendrith.
That's a great place. I will take Davis Thompson with his 75 to 79.
Cam Champ.
There's a lot in this range. I'll go Callum Tarum, 7K to 74.
EVR.
It's a great pick as well. I will go with T Dunks, and then 6K. I'm taking Kelly Kraft.
I was gonna say before you jump the gun. I would say Kraft, but I'll let you have him. I'll say Adam Long.
There you go. I was gonna say everybody that Jesse picked, I would have picked. So if you combine ours, you have at least like 12 picks to try to make a lineup with, if you can pull it off. I'm not gonna play cash this week. Just gonna throw it out there because this is having no idea about the course and this quality talent. It's very sketchy.
Yeah, it's rough.
But I will say, makes for fun GPP weeks. So if you're starting out a GPP lineup, Jesse, where are you starting out?
I like Aber, Kelly Kraft, your boy. Yep. And then Bo Hostler.
I think that's a great way to start out. I'm not going to knock that at all. So to be different, I'm going to go with give me Luke List, give me Taylor Pendrith, and give me Kelly Kraft. I'll let you pencil in everything else from there. But these are the kind of events, if you want to leave money on the table, it's okay. Just going to throw that out there as well.
Yeah.
All right. Now the fun stuff here. Picks to win. Aber is 9-1. Cam Young's up there. Sahith. Jaeger Bombs is 25. Hosser 28. Who you liking up here? Or this might be better for a top 20 week, but yeah.
Yeah, that I've got some top 20s already knocked off there, but Bo Hosser 28. Spawn at 35. Cam Champ at 50 as far as winners go, and then top 20s I've got Kelly Kraft, EVR, I like Bo Hostler again, and then JJ. I already said JJ Spawn. So yeah, the top 20s I got Kraft, EVR, Bo Hostler.
I like winners, those a lot.
JJ Spawn, Cam Champ, Bo Hostler, and then Kelly Kraft, a little sprinklage at 250-1.
That's a hell of a line. I saw Mayo put like 200-1 out earlier, and it's dropped to 250. I think it's a great line, though, for the way he's playing golf. I love how Jesse now has DK Sportsbook legally, and he's just got like a list every time now. It's like, I got all these bets, folks. Here you go. It's glorious.
The thing is I wouldn't put out a bet if I'm not going to place it now. Like, yeah. Legally, I couldn't place it before, so like, I'm not going to advertise that I'm illegally betting on this show. This is a very stand-up show we have here.
Very stand-up show we have here. Obviously, the two most stand-up individuals ever here. if I have to pick a couple other darts, I think there's some value on Pendrith, the 50-1. Pretty much anybody 40-1 back, if you want a T20, I'm knock yourself out. But Pendrith at 50-1, I think has a little bit of a juice to it. Other than that, it's tough. Like, I like the sprinkle with the EVR, with the Kraft. EVR is 80-1. That's, I just don't know if he's got the finishing gene in him just yet. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to top 20 though, for sure. Yeah, it's going to be a fun week. I'm just curious how the golf course plays. It's West Coast golf, so I get to wake up before they tee off, which is nice. Jesse will get off work, and he'll still be playing probably. Like, there's a lot of angles to go here. So we'll see how it goes. But any final thoughts for the WWWWWT Technology Championship?
I don't. Good luck.
Yeah, I just want to check one more thing here because I believe we actually have back-to-back weeks for the first time ever. If we have the Butterfield Bermuda Championship next week.
Yep.
And then we have the RSM and then the Hero, and we are done for the years. You guys are going to get us for like three more straight weeks for the first time in a while. So, yep. Sorry. But you can check out Jesse on Twitter at DFS Golf Gods, the podcast at Always Press DFS. I'm at BDNTrick, and until next time, this is your 2023 Worldwide Technology Championship PGA DFS preview. The show goes on all night till the morning.